Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, know that we motivate, and we impact. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship. Now, we always know that person use the word entrepreneurship and just put it in their bio because it looks cute, it looks adorable. Just like how Gary Vee says, he says people just put that word there, entrepreneurship, in their bio. And entrepreneurship, it isn't like being a basketball player. It's not like being a football player, because if you put professional football player, people could automatically tell, hey, you're not a professional football player. But if you put entrepreneurship, it's hard for persons to say right away if there's something that you're being successful with. And the gentleman I have today with me is Justin Boodle. You know, he's an entrepreneur. He's building an awesome legacy for himself and his little son. And I just want him to share real quickly before we get into entrepreneurship, just a brief bio about himself. All right, Justin, go ahead.
All right, my name is Justin Boodle. I'm currently 28 years of age. And my whole entrepreneurship journey started out as a DJ, a young DJ, at the age of 16. So DJing really throwed me out in that atmosphere of actually working. I think I'll call it like my first job.
Right.
So I started out as a DJ. And from DJing, I was exposed to a lot of parties and events. So typically at events, you would see like photographers and videographers and lights and just cameras and all that good stuff. So that kind of inspired me to say, well, hey, all right, so it's more than just DJing. All right, so I want to take it to the next level. So that pushed me to start a videography and a photography company.
Right.
So I wanted to actually start this company to capture my own events.
Right.
So at that point, it wasn't so much about making money.
Right.
I just wanted to save money.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I didn't want it to be able to hire nobody.
Right.
To do something that, hey, I could start this company and I could capture my own visuals and stuff like that and
right.
edit them and post them. And then
right.
where I wouldn't have to really wait on nobody to provide these images and these videos for me.
Right.
So that motivated me to start a new venture.
Right.
Before that, backtracking. So from DJing, I actually started off having my own events.
Right.
All right. So from having my own events, that's when I realized that, yeah, I need a videographer, I need a photographer. This is something I'm interested in. So I started out doing it myself. It got pretty tedious and, you know, it took a lot of my time. So I actually ran into my business partner today. You know, he's actually the one that really showed me videography and photography. And he took the lead in that journey that me and him started. He took the lead in that journey me and him started
right.
for NDO Films. That's the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
So right now we cater to, we graduated from just doing nightlife events.
Right.
And now we're actually focusing on wedding photography and videography. So that's where we're at with NDO Films. And NDO Films kind of birthed another company that is now Picture Perfect Photo Booths, where we set up a photo booth, take pictures at weddings, parties, birthday parties, baby christening, showers, all sorts of events we set up the photo booth for.
Right.
And that's a company that was birthed off of, you know, one before it. And now we're actually on Party Masters, where we're catering to parties We set up four machines. We're looking into other avenues like tents and tables, but the four machines is actually the main attraction to this company.
Right.
So, I mean, I say all of that to say that I never really thought that I would have been an entrepreneur. It's just me starting one thing and realizing, you know, what I'm actually missing or what's missing at this event, and I just wanted to take it to the next level. I'm not a person to be stagnant, you know what I mean? And I'm always looking for ways to make money, take care of my family.
Right.
And most importantly now, I have a son.
Right.
And so the goal isn't just to make money and create companies. The goal is to actually leave something behind for him and for his kids and his kids' kids. So right now I'm thinking about something that can be generational and can benefit my son and, you know, the kids after him. So that's actually the road I'm on and how I started out.
right.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you a question. You seem to be a person that actually you can see because, you know, entrepreneurship is just seeing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having basically having the solution to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So what actually drives you?
It came from so far. Like, when I became a DJ, to be honest with you, I was into partying.
Right.
And of course, with being a DJ, you get popular, and so I was into popularity.
Right.
And as time goes by, you know, perspective shifts. You see what I'm saying? So what drives me at this very moment is my son.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I want the best for him.
Right.
He didn't ask to be here.
Right.
So I have to do what I have to do to make sure that he has what he needs in my absence.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, we'll fade away, and some people behind us, you know.
Exactly.
So I want to kind of make it not super easy, but a little easy for him to get by in life. See, I don't know what would happen, you know, when I'm dead and gone, but at least I can say that I left something here for him.
Right.
I have in the back of mind that in terms of financial and him being able to get a job, because, I mean, being an entrepreneur is still a job. It's still things you have to do.
Right.
So I want to be able to say, you know, I left him in a good place.
Right.
And he's able to take care of his family just as I did. So I think at this very moment, my son is what drives me to do what I do. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because I actually feel the same way, because now I have two now.
Yeah.
I have a son, he's two, going on three in July. Then
mm-hmm.
I have a little baby girl. She actually turned 11 months on Monday.
Wow.
so you know, I have a lot at this point in time. I have a lot of drive, you know, and I have a full-time job, and I have some little side gigs that I do
mm-hmm.
on the side, but mm-hmm. they aren't to the point to fully sustain. But you know, it's all about. I actually did a podcast. I was a month ago, but a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's creating a four-legged stool.
Okay.
And most persons, when you only have, like, let's say you only have a job, that's like a chair with just one leg.
Right.
But when you create a stool with four legs, mm-hmm. you can stand up. You have more balance.
Right.
And I feel as though that is the direction. If you're going to do entrepreneur, that is the direction you should take.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What are your feelings about that? Having a four-legged stool instead of just, because, you know, you were doing the DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say persons who you know who DJ as well,
mm-hmm.
and they only have that one-legged stool.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feelings about having the four-legged stool?
I like the way you put that, because I mean, you have a lot of people nowadays. I think they want to be an entrepreneur, but they don't have that drive. So for me, I can't see myself in a position just having one job. You know,
right.
I need more sources of income.
Right.
Like I say, to take care of my family. I don't think one job can actually put me in a position to say, you know, pay the light bill and make sure grocery in the house, car need the license, car right. need the insurance. Right. So you need multiple sources of income. So the four-legged stool or the four-legged chair, I need that. Everybody needs that. You see what I'm saying?
Because you keep in mind, we actually went from 7% back
exactly.
to 12% back.
Exactly.
You know?
So the everything, the price and everything is just shooting up. So you need to be able to sustain yourself. So I encourage anybody to make that step, even if it isn't entrepreneurship. You know, some people may just need to say, all right, let me get a second job. So I feel like people need to do whatever it takes to create this four-legged stool and to be able to provide for themselves and their families. So right. I'm definitely 100% behind that.
Right. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a mentor?
Yes, I have a few. My father, of course.
Awesome.
A lot of people may know about Mark Cartwright. He hosts Farm Fest every year.
Yeah.
It's a free concert. And of course, we love some celebrities like Puff Daddy, one of my favorite, and Jay-Z. So it's a few people I look up to. Sabaz.
Right.
I look up to Sabaz. So there's a few people I look at and you know, watch how they operate to kind of put that same perspective in my life and, you know, try to move like that.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so let me ask you another question, because I can see the kind of person you are. You have the drive, you have vision, and I could clearly see that your environment, how do you think your environment affects your entrepreneurship?
My environment doesn't affect my entrepreneurship at all. Because like you say, my drive is something on another level. So if I have four people around me who just are lazy and joking, like that can't affect me because I know what I want.
Right.
See what I'm saying? I know what I need to do to attain this life I want.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I want to be able to put up some condos and buy myself a nice car and, you know, one day put my mother in a nicer house than the one that she provided for us. So I can't let my environment hinder me from getting to that level. So I always try to put myself in being a leader.
Right.
So I can kind of, even if I have that type of environment around me, I always try to encourage my friends to, you know, you know, don't just follow me, you know. I want you to be on a level whereas if you wanna start a company, then maybe you could hire me to do something for your company. So it ain't just gotta be me being an entrepreneur and you working for me. So my environment, I was trying to uplift the people around me, and that the people around me are my a leader.
Right.
So I can kind of, even if I have that type of environment around me, I always try to encourage my friends to, you know, you know, don't just follow me, you know. I want you to be on a level whereas if you wanna start a company, then maybe you could hire me to do something for your company. So it ain't just gotta be me being an entrepreneur and you working for me. So my environment, I always try to uplift the people around me, and that the people around me are my environment. You see what I'm saying? So I don't let no one bring me down, and it's always me, you know, helping them get to that next level and me being able to put them in a position to take care of themselves also.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't encourage nobody to don't let what you experienced in the past to be a downfall. You know what I mean? If it's something that held you back, then, you know, push through it by all means. Gotta get it.
Oh yeah, man. Because I'm actually a strong believer in just being focused. You know, because I never let the opinion the opinions of others.
Right.
Or let me say it like this way. I value the opinion that I have of myself,
mm-hmm.
over the opinions of what other people have of me. Because the people's opinions of you are gonna change from day to day.
Right.
Or from month to month.
Right.
So you must, I think this radio causes persons not to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
This causes persons not to, they might set a goal,
mm-hmm.
they may set a goal January 1st, mm-hmm. or whatever time of the year it is. Mm-hmm. But let's just say, you know, most people say they set goals or they cast vision at the beginning of the year. But at the time when they discuss it or they tell persons it, they seem to get discouraged. All
right.
So when you set in goals and you set visions, do you I'm gonna draw an illustration to you. Let's just say when a woman's pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually what she does within that first 3-4 months, mm-hmm. she doesn't tell anybody until it reaches like about 5 months.
Yeah.
But that's our baby.
Right.
You know, that's a crucial stage.
Right.
And most persons keep that to themselves.
Correct. Right?
I agree. So let's spin this around to vision, or you starting a new business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell persons about it right away, or do you keep it to yourself until it reaches a certain stage?
Well, I'm the one that kind of get person's feedback.
Right.
So I wouldn't tell a stranger or someone I don't talk to on a day-to-day basis. I might go to my mom, I might go to my girlfriend, I might go to one of my business partners, my best friend, or just someone in my immediate circle and see how they feel. And not because someone's close to you, they're going to say, yeah, that's a good idea, even though they know it isn't a good idea. You know, you got some people who know in their heart, well, boy, this ain't a good idea, but I can still tell them, yeah.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm the one that gets feedback before I make any business decision. Let me put the foam cannon in this. So,
right.
Before I started this venture, before me and my business partner started this venture, I asked my mom if she think it's a good idea, and she's like, oh, how much the cannon cost? And I was like, you know, a couple $1,000s. Like, oh, I know. I think that's a good idea. That's a big investment. So I don't think you should do it.
Right.
You know, not saying that she's against me.
Right.
You know, mothers, they have this you know, thing where they want to look out for you.
Right.
And if it's something too expensive, then they can tell you no automatic. So,
right.
You know, I still went ahead and do it, and surprisingly, it is a good investment. You see what I'm saying? I think we kind of open up a whole new market just off foam machines.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So, I reach out to people to get their advice on certain things, not just business, but I'm the kind of person to say, hey, you know, what you think? You think this is a good idea? You think I should have done this? You think I should have done that? So even after it happened, I still might reach out to someone close to me and be, you think I was wrong for doing this?
Right.
So yeah, I feed off of what people close to me think about certain things, and I kind of make my decision off of that. You see what I'm saying? So that's the type of person I am.
Okay. All right. I forgot I was going to say this now, but I've been watching some of the stuff that you've been doing, but I don't know what's out there in the Bahamas as a whole, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen some of the stuff that you're doing looks pretty innovative to me, especially mm-hmm. to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
All right. So do you see these things when you travel abroad, or you just see it? You just see, listen, this, you know, be awesome for a party.
Mm-hmm.
This, or you know, be awesome for a party. This, like, what? Where do you get these ideas from?
Well, between abroad and you know, seeing things, a lot of things are home. You know, a lot of things people just don't market correctly.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Someone might be doing something, and I'd be like, hey, you know, I might want to try that.
Right.
And so once we do something, like me and my business partner, we take it to the next level.
Right.
You know, when it comes to marketing.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Skyfall.
Yes.
You're all marketing. If you don't see Skyfall, you must ain't on this planet.
Right. And that's a perfect example. Everybody, you know, not only us did a New Year's party.
Right.
A whole lot of people's doing a New Year's party. But
right.
we take marketing to a whole nother level.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we put it out there. We make sure you feel it.
Right.
And if we certain you feeling it.
Right.
You better be sure. You better bet we can deliver.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So. So yeah, it's a lot of things we see abroad, and a lot of things we see here, you know, someone here has a foam cannon actually, but you know, they just wasn't in the business of renting it.
Right.
So they're saying I saw it once.
Right.
And at that one time, I didn't see it no more after that.
Right.
But I know at that party,
right,
people loved it.
They loved it, right.
So I'm saying, so it was in my head for like 2-3 years to get this foam cannon.
Right.
And last year we finally got it.
Right.
And surprisingly, at the very end of summer, we got it for an event we had. That's when we launched it.
Right.
High. And then after that, we had like 4 bookings.
Right.
And the 4 bookings, we pretty much was almost able to, you know, cover costs.
Cover the cost
we
for
paid
it.
For it.
Wow.
And another little machine.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. So, okay, so with the thing the page is High Bahamas, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That right there is the party spot. That's mm-hmm. the spot where you can have your party. That's the spot where you can have the party or that's everything included.
High Bahamas is a brand. It isn't a spot. Hyde is actually came up off a secret location that
right.
we just wanted to try.
Right.
We wasn't really thinking long term, so we wanted to do a pool party, invite only, limited guests.
Right.
150, 250 people tops, I think we had to the first one.
Right.
So the whole idea is go to the website, register.
Right.
We screen people because, you know, we kind of want to control the environment too. We don't
right.
want people who want to come there and cause trouble, so we
right.
screen you. You don't know the location until the day of.
Right.
We send you the location where the buses will be picking you up.
Right.
And then we take you to the party location.
Wow.
That's when you find out.
Right.
So you don't know nothing at all. You know
right.
where it is. You get into a pool party.
Right.
You don't know where it is.
It is.
You don't know what to expect.
Right.
So the second one we had, people didn't even know we was having the foam cannon and the foam machine there.
No.
They didn't know what to expect. They didn't
no.
know where it was. So that's how we try to keep it every year. So
yeah.
this year,
right.
we got to come with something new, a new location,
right.
bring back the foam,
right.
and something else to wow
right.
the people. You see
right.
what I'm saying? So yeah, that's how it came about.
Yeah, because I saw you promoting the one of those the silent parties.
Oh yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
Someone. Now, how I knew what that was? Because one of a good friend of mine, he told me about it. I was like, what? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, this whole party scene is getting like
yeah.
yeah. He said you could be to a party and you'll have these headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could put the headphone. Let's say there are 4 channels, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could put it on 4. It'll be playing something.
Mm-hmm.
3 will be saying playing something, and 2 and so
yeah.
on and so on.
Yeah.
Right. That's
another creative way. So I mean, partying nowadays, you really gotta try and take it to the next level.
Right.
Especially if you want people to remember what it is you're doing. See, I'm in the feel of me having a party and creating an experience.
Right.
And creating something memorable.
Right.
Every year, people could expect high.
Right.
Every year, people could expect Skyfall.
Right.
So I don't really want to be in a position of doing just a pop-up event.
Right. All right.
Come out the night, just a regular party.
Right.
I want to be able to provide something for you to remember.
To remember, right.
Yeah.
So right.
That's our main focus. And we're working on something else now.
Well, I believe you.
So we plan to do at least 4 events throughout the whole year. That's it.
I believe you. Because I really think, right, at the age you are now, right, I'm sure if not only for me, a lot of persons in our listening audience, you know, they may have a business they want to start.
Mm-hmm.
They are maybe something out there that they know they can do. And I always say to start with whatever's in your hand. What's in your hand, start with. Because some people think they may think, oh, I want to be a DJ, so I have to spend $5,000. I want to be a DJ. I need to spend $10,000. Tell me, how do you think it's important for you to start with whatever's in your hand, whatever's in your grasp, whether that's resources, whether that's talent, or whether that's whatever you can get your hands on. How do you think that affects getting started?
I mean, like I always tell people, like for me, when I started DJing, I didn't have anything.
Right.
So it's just a matter of planning and trying to figure out how you could get yourself off the ground.
Right.
So you have to be in a position where even if you have to ask someone for help, I had to ask my mother for help to start me off as a DJ.
Right.
And if it wasn't for her, you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't have been where I am today. I might have had a little delay.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So it's I mean, it's so much different. So much different ways you could start. I wanted my equipment.
Right.
So my equipment in my room, I practice. I practice every day. Every day as a DJ, I practice. And another thing, good thing I do when I started out, I reached out to DJ Vines.
Right.
And at that point, DJ Vines, to me, he's still the best DJ in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he was at his peak.
Right.
So what I did was I reached out to one of my close friends, Rashad, Showtime Shad, he used to rap.
Yeah.
And I say, man, Shadi, man, I see you was hanging out with DJ Fines, man. You want to try to take me to the station? Because he used to play on the Thunderstorm every Thursday.
Right.
I ain't listened to jams in a while. I know he still does play on Thursdays, but I used to be up there every Thursday night. DJ Fines, to me, he's still the best DJ in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And at that time, he was at his peak. So what I did was I reached out to one of my close friends, Rashad, Showtime Shad, he used to rap.
Yeah.
And I say, man, Shadi, man, I see you was hanging out with DJ Fines, man. You want to try to take me to the station? Because he used to play on the Thunderstorm every Thursday.
Right.
I ain't listened to jams in a while. I don't know if he still does play on Thursdays, but I used to be up there every Thursday night.
Yeah.
Just watching DJ Fines.
Right.
And that motivated me so much to be a DJ.
Right.
That I just took it from there.
Right.
And I ran with it. So, I mean, to anybody who want to start a business or whatever it is you want to do, just reach out to the people around you, you know, ask them for advice, see what they doing, see how they could help you get on the next level. My business partner, he's a very good friend of mine. He's like a brother to me. He put me on another level too. He's able to point out and show me what I doing wrong, what we need to do next. See, you need people like that around you.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So I had a lot of that coming up, you know, people was able to say, well, hey, that's what you need to do. When I try something, maybe it didn't work for me. So, you know, that alerted me to, you know, try something else. So I just encourage people to fail. You know, a lot of people don't want to start entrepreneurship because they're scared of failure.
Scared of failure, right.
You know, so like Will Smith say, you know, fail big, fail early, fail often.
Right.
To this day, you know, people might look at me like, yeah, but he's a young, successful dude, but I still failing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I might have one little 10 grand in the bank and I may go bust that up on one piece of equipment. I realize it ain't working, but that's the risk you have to take.
Right.
See what I'm saying? You got to be prepared for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Solid, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, because you said something earlier about DJing, being you know, going to 100 jams where DJ Fine was. Mm-hmm. And I would say, because that was a question I was going to ask you too. I was going to ask you who actually inspired you.
Oh, okay.
Who actually inspired you? So
you actually
answered. Yeah. You actually answered one of my questions.
Yeah,
he did. So I just want to go back real quick to the entrepreneurship and the different businesses that you have. Was it your goal and your vision to have a business and a business so to speak? So like the same like how you said, well, you will be throwing the party, mm-hmm. and you're also the person taking the pictures.
Yeah.
You know, was it your goal or was that how it played out?
That's just how it played out. Like I say, when I started the DJ, I only wanted to be a DJ.
Right.
See, and that's when I realized I'm the type of person, if you throw me out in the environment,
right,
I could look around.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could take note.
Right.
I ain't gonna come to Fusion and say, I just want to go to the movies. I could come to Fusion, I could pay attention to details. I like what they have on the wall, the screens on the wall.
Right.
You see the different movies.
Right.
They have a big screen over there, the concession stand is nice. So I come to these places and I take a look at what's going on. It's a very nice piece. So a lot of people just come here and they just want to go to the movies.
Right.
Being observant.
Right.
So I just say that to say, once you throw me in an environment and I see something I like, if I go abroad and I go on, as simple as when I've been on vacation, I went in the club and they had this big horn, like a train horn,
yeah,
inside the club. So whenever, right, whenever somebody order a bottle, they do this train horn and you looking, yeah, around like a train coming. So,
right,
you know, stuff like that. It,
right,
ain't nobody doing it here.
Right.
So, you know, that's just throwing it out there.
Right.
You know, that's what I into.
Right.
So I ain't gonna go nowhere and just sit back and relax.
Right.
I go in there to look around and see what I could do next or how I could do it better.
Right, right, right.
I said,
right,
a lot of people, if I was born, I don't know. I don't know how I would have been, but if I was born into some millions,
right,
I would be, I'll be investing left, right, and center on this island.
I believe you.
Yeah, so, man, that's how I started, man. And I never had plans on being an entrepreneur.
Right.
I mean, I just wanted to be a DJ and,
right,
and to just, I love music.
Right.
Up to this day, I still love music,
right,
but I saw more, I always wanted more, and today I still want more.
Right.
People will see me and be like, bro, you get all these companies, boy, you know, that's it. No, bro, I need a business for every finger on my hand. You see what I'm saying? So I always try to advance, and I have a company now that actually isn't making no money. So I'm getting ready to put that behind me.
Right.
So not every venture I may go into, you know, may flourish.
Right.
You know, I expect it to flourish. I,
right,
want it to flourish, but, you know, you have some cases where businesses just don't get off the ground.
Right.
So I might have five, but three bringing in income.
Right.
Two isn't. So you got to be ready to say, all right, I can put you down.
Right.
Let me see what I could bring up next.
Yeah, man, because it's like one of my mentors that I had, John C. Maxwell, he wrote a book called Sometimes you Win, Sometimes You Learn.
Okay.
Because there isn't, like, any, he doesn't use the word fail. You learn.
Right. You learn.
Win, and
okay,
you,
okay,
win, and you learn.
I like
and
that.
And guess what? And you won't believe it, but like in most instances, it's in those times when you have a business venture or you do something and it doesn't succeed, those are the times you end up getting the greatest value, the greatest lessons learned, mm-hmm, moving forward. Mm-hmm. Because if you winning all the time, you know, it's like hard to learn. It's like I don't know if you heard Bruce Lee said this before. He said in one of his movies that this guy, he was a fast fighter,
mm-hmm,
right? And he was he was breaking boards. He was messing like equipment right up.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce Lee said, you know what? He said, those things are hitting, they're hitting back.
Yeah.
You know, the minute Bruce Lee hit, give him one blow,
he's
fall right up, he knows what to do after that. You know? So I said, yeah, to say, you know, when you winning, you don't know what it is to lose. So sometimes,
right,
when people when they find themselves failing, they lost.
They totally crush. Agree. They
actually crush. Mm-hmm. You know? So all right, so we actually bringing this podcast session to a close. But a few more, two, I have two more questions for you. Mm-hmm. Two more things to ask you. Figuratively speaking, let's just say right now, imagine you're 40 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have gone through businesses. You may have started 10 businesses, 20 businesses. A few failed. You had a bunch. You have. But you have succeed. You had a few mentors. You've been down the road. You've been on a journey, because you know life is always a journey and a process. And if there was one nugget that you were able to leave for your 20-year-old self, what would that be?
One nugget. That's a tough one. One nugget I leave for my 20-year-old self.
I don't know. I never thought about that.
All right, we just leave that one blank for now. But that's definitely something for you to ponder about.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So the other question is, books. Do you have any favorite books you wanna recommend to our listening audience?
Yes. There was one book I read about a year ago. I can't remember what the name is, right at the tip of my tongue, but there's a book that I'm reading now, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Right.
That's what I'm currently on. Excuse me, I'm just at the beginning, so right. I'm still trying to find some time to finish that.
Right.
But as it stands, it's a very, very good book, and I recommend it to anyone, not even an entrepreneur.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me ask you, Do you have any advice or a nugget you want to share because I can see you as a millennial entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
and you might have some other millennials who they may have in their mindset because of what parents might have told them,
mm-hmm.
or what friends might have told them that you know. They actually can't start a business at the age of 16. I think that's when you started. You said that's when you started DJing, right?
Yeah.
16. What do you have any? Do you have any advice?
Well, let me share a quick story. You have some time?
Yeah.
Let me share a quick story. I think maybe a year or two after I started the DJ, I rented some equipment. I rented from equipment because I did not have my own equipment in terms of speakers.
Right.
I had the DJ top that you would play off.
Right.
So I had to rent some speakers for this party. It was a sweet 16 party for a good friend of mine. And something went wrong. Something broke off of the speaker, or the speaker stand was lost, or something along that line.
Right.
And the guy rented it from me, he was pretty upset, you know.
Right.
He rent me his stuff, he expect me to be responsible enough to take care of his equipment. So the following day, you know, he came to my house, you know, obviously, you know, he wanted me to reimburse him.
Right.
So my mom came to the door, and she started to talk to him, and you know, them two had it out for a while, because she's telling him, well, oh, he's only a 16, 17 year old. You know what I mean? You have to understand that, you know, he can't really pay for your stuff, you know, if you could give him a break. So he's like, no, man. You know, this the feel he get into, you know,
right.
You need to be responsible, and you know, if he rent the equipment, if something broke, you need to know he gotta be able to pay for it. Understood.
Right.
You know, he has a point.
Right.
So at that point, you know, my mom was like, oh, that's why. I tell him he need to be a DJ, he need to DJ no more, he just need to focus on school and
right.
come out of school and get a job. So,
right.
you know, she flipped a switch in my head. I was
right.
like, what? What do you mean, you want to see me be a DJ? So at that very point in my life, like, I literally wanted to stop.
Right.
And I always, whenever I share the story, you know, I don't want to make my mother feel like, come out like she's a bad person.
Right.
You know, she's, like I said before, she, in a situation like that, she's just doing her job as a
right.
mother. You know,
right.
I expect her to want me to come out of something that she see, you know, something might have went wrong.
Right.
So, and then he was like, oh, no, man, don't do that. So at that moment, even him, you know, he's like, man, I could see him having a potential to be a good DJ.
Right.
So you shouldn't say things like that, you know, especially if he could hear it. So at that very moment,
I think you know me. I'm married to a great friend of mine.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right.
All right.
Sorry. So at that very moment, you know, he's like, no, man, don't let him stop DJing. You know, let him continue on with you. And he's like, you know what? You know, he ain't got to pay for it no more.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. That's straight.
Wow.
So, I mean, at that very moment in my life, I was disappointed in myself
right.
for breaking the equipment or damaging his equipment. So I just want to tell people that, you know, you might start something, you might run into a roadblock,
At that very moment, it may not seem like it's for you, but
right.
it could very much so be for you.
Right.
So whatever it is, you know, don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep pushing.
Right.
Put God first, always. And learn your craft. Study right. your craft. Study the market of what you're getting into. That's very important. Fail. Fail till you can't fail no more. Especially a lot of people in my age, you know, they don't want to fail now, they don't fail later.
Right.
I prefer to fail now.
Right.
I don't be 30, 40 trying to figure out what it is they doing and,
right.
and just failing.
Right.
So fail early, fail often.
Right.
Fail big.
Oh, yeah.
And don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep pushing.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so for all our listening audience, we want to know where exactly they can reach you, or they can find some of your businesses on social media.
You could find me on Facebook and Instagram currently. Just search Justin Bootle, JustinBootle. My page, you can find my businesses there, but just to plug them in, we have NDO Films, Picture Perfect Bahamas, Hyde Bahamas, Showboys Entertainment, Marksman Audio Visual. I feel like I'm missing something. Party Masters BH, that's the form company. But yes, all of my businesses are online. So if you want to book, just find us. We'll be happy to serve you.
All right. Yeah. And what we're also going to do too, we're actually going to have all that information in the show notes once this episode is launched. Yeah, so Justin, it's awesome having you
always, brother,
part of
always.
The podcast today. Yeah. And guys, you know, as I always say, if you haven't heard these words before, this is your time to soar. I
believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.